Kick Predictor's got 28% for this one, the Blumenab Business Banking Kick Predictor.
Yeah, you won't get this one.
28%.
28%.
On his bad side, on the eastern stand, kicking towards the northern end.
Wakeham.
Yeah.
Nick Meaney can kick too, but he's had hammy issues.
Yeah,
so.
True.
So here he is. He's got a career average of 75% for Brandon Wakeham.
He'll miss it to the right.
28%, that's not giving the kid a go.
He's going to get it.
Cowboys 24, Dogs 16. Here comes Wakeham. It's an absolute shocker. I could have kicked it better than that. And it's 24-16 full time. And the back end of that game, well, I tell you what, the crowd be happy they weren't here for the back end of that game.
Super check hands
here. Cowboys 24, Dogs 16. They're doing the little elbow thing, are they?
Oh, they tackled each other for 80 minutes.
They're going with the elbows.
No, they're going to shake hands.
Oh, they are?
Wow. Well, they've all been tested, obviously, to play. Oh, these boys are sick.
Oh, it's hugs. I love it.
Man of the match was Jason Taumalolo, who made about 330 run metres in that game. He is unstoppable.
Promising signs
there for the Cowboys, who get a win away from home.
Scored a try as well, Taumalolo.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Good try too off a Francis Molo pass. And he's our man of the match. And I think if I had to say a Macca's moment, well... Gee, there was a couple of them in there, a couple of Macca's moments.
Taumalolo's 50-metre dash.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, there are.
Josh Maguire, he was great tonight.
So it just seems odd now without any crowd cheering. It's just an odd...
Can we get down to Emma Lawrence?
Well, we could do. We just got to get her down there in the chopper. Anyway, man of the match is Jason Taumalolo. How'd you see that game, Del?
Oh, look, once again, I just thought, the Bulldogs had opportunities. I think the scoreline flatters them somewhat. I was really disappointed in their halves, to be honest. I know Wakeham came into his own a little bit in the last 20 minutes, but I think Lewis, I think he'll find himself not playing first grade next week.
Yeah.
And they just got too many mistakes. They had good field position. They just don't trust what they're doing.
But they've got a good test next week, the Tigers at Campbelltown.
And they were trying to force things that weren't on the first and second tackle, trying to look for cutout balls or tap-ons or things like that. Just get tackled.
Got to build pressure.
Get to your kick.
Yeah. It's like last week, they did everything right to sort of try and defensively work with one another. And this week, they just thought, okay, let's concentrate more on our attack. And the way they started... They thought, okay, this could be our night, but then you go away from what's working for you.
But boys and girls, what about the Cowboys? I mean, they were on the back of a loss last week, 28-21. I thought the score flattered them a little bit last week. And they've come down here to Sydney after the week we've had, and they've had a win, which is absolutely fantastic. Courtesy of Channel 9, let's go down to Val Holmes.
I think more so just our grittiness. Obviously, we probably started off a bit better in the first half than we did in the second half. I think we let them in slowly towards that the end of the second half. But obviously, to finish with the win down here in front of no one is pretty hard to, obviously get up in front of absolutely no one. But, it wasn't probably our best game, but we still got to win.
Could you notice it out there, the fact that there wasn't a crowd once the game was underway?
Yeah, definitely. I think the boys could hear me a lot more clearer. It definitely felt like there was absolutely no one here, so I could definitely hear myself yelling at everyone. And but it's going to be like this for the next few weeks, I think.
Your second game back after that stint away, how much more comfortable did you feel out there tonight?
Yeah, very. Obviously, we're working on in our partnerships, on our edges, working on combinations with Drinky and Morgo. Very talented players, and I've got a lot to work on with them. They're ball runners as well as ball players, so just to know when to play off them and when to push up and support is something I need to work on.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for your time, and enjoy the private jet back to Townsville tonight.
Thank you.
There he is, Val Holmes, and he's just going to get better and better as the weeks go on, and a great win for the Cowboys tonight. And off the bench too, Asiata was good. Molo was good as well, but obviously... Reece Robson.
Reece Robson was outstanding. How good. He's so quick out of dummy half. He's lots of quick scoots. He's strong defensively, put his body on the line. He probably played for about 60-odd minutes or so. He's definitely a really good pickup for the Cowboys this year.
Good win for the Cowboys tonight, 24-16 over the Dogs.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M loves footy.
And welcome back. That's just about it for Thursday night footy. Tomorrow we're back on deck. Matty Russell joins the Triple M commentary team, and we're going to do the Dragons-Panthers game tomorrow night. But there's another big game on tomorrow night, of course, the Rabbitohs and the Broncos. Now, the Cowboys have had a good win tonight over a frustrating side to watch. The Doggies, they're very frustrating to watch. Before we go, let's have a listen to our Jack Link's bold predictions.
Oh,
and
are you sure?
I think somebody got them. Somebody's right. MG, okay. Let's get yours first.
Both of the Bulldogs. Sanders will score a try tonight. Remus Smith and Will Hopper-White will both score.
Well, you couldn't have been more wrong,
MG. Couldn't have
okay,
been.
What about you, Em?
I'm going to go Val Holmes a double.
Mm-hmm. No good, Em. Wendell?
Scott Drinkwater to score a try and Michael Morgan try assist.
Well, he's got it.
Yeah.
All right, need to go no further. Congratulations, mate.
Can I ask a question to the panel?
Well,
no, there you go.
But there's no need to listen to mine because you got yours. Okay. The game finishes in a tie,
yep.
And we go to golden point. All right, well.
No, at least that's bold. Good on
is,
you.
It,
for,
yeah, no,
I don't know by definition if Dells was bold.
I know, Morgan a try assist.
Well, a halfback a try assist.
We didn't have one last week and then Drinkwater didn't score last week. So, Emma, back in your box, boys.
Out. All right. I think that's just about it for us tonight.
We'll part history tonight. We'll see the first ever game without a crowd.
Yes.
We won't forget it. Never forget it.
Unbelievable. Yep. And a win for the Cowboys. Thanks to CBus Super. Here are the highlights from tonight as Triple M rocks the footy.
Love it.
We get underway with nobody at home. Listen to it echoing around the stadium. Gets it inside to Lewis. They're going to score. Well, Lewis scores a good try for the Dogs. And doesn't it have an odd feeling when they go over and you can't hear any crowd? And Bramble goes right, holds it, gets it to Morgan. Gets it out to Hess. Cohen Hess scores a good Cowboys try. And they're on the board after 12 minutes.
The bad read by the Bulldogs defence. We weren't even watching inside. Cohen Hess just went inside and basically strolled over.
21 metres out. Cowboys have the ball. Bramble goes right. Gets it away to Drinkwater. Goes right through Drinkwater and scores a great North Queensland Cowboys try.
And they're not supposed to be, slapping hands and high fives and that sort of thing, but that is exactly what the Cowboys did. I guess it's just natural.
And Morgan, and then Drinkwater, then Holmes throws one out to his winger. Hampton's wide open, and the Cowboys go over in the corner. Referee will point to the spot, I think, here. No dramas at all. And they're on the attack again, the Cowboys. And then this will be a penalty, no doubt.
That could be a sin bin.
A penalty could even be a sin bin. He's sending to the sin bin.
Callum Rotini Zelezniak is having an off night.
The Reece Robson on the field, who goes back to the centre to Tau Malolo. Oh, and then Molo, he needs support. He gets the ball back to Tau Malolo. He's going to crash over. Now we go across to Elliot. Elliot gets a little ball away to Tumanga. He's over the 10. He's going to sail over for a try. Where on earth did that one come from? Hess must score. He does. Or was it a double movement?
No.
We're going to go upstairs here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his elbow touches the ground.
Did his elbow touch the ground? That's the question.
Referee set it up. No try.
His already arm comes in contact with the ground.
Averillo's just come
in. Still in contact with the knee.
Good boy. Nice play there.
No try. No try for Cohen. Hess.
Adam.
Captain's challenge successful. Dogs have the ball. Marshall King. Napa goes inside the 10. It's now or never. They need to get over the line here, the Dogs. Back to Marshall King. Napa's dropped the ball. He's knocked it on. Forward pass anyway. We go across to Zelezniak. And now Holmes has a miss, kicked it, and Crichton's dived on it. This might be a late Dogs try. Yeah, he set it up no try, but it's a try. It's too little too late for the Doggies, but here comes Wakeham. It's an absolute shocker. I could have kicked it better than that. And it's 24-16, full-time. I tell you what, the crowd be happy they weren't here.
Water. Triple M rocks footy.